Picture a Saturday morning in late spring. The air is smooth, the visibility is forever, and your brother-in-law has been asking for months to go up and see the lake from the air. You pre-flight the airplane you trained in, you're a private pilot, your medical is good, you're legal to fly, so you can take him, right? Maybe, maybe not. And the difference comes down to a regulation. A lot of pilots can recite, but very few actually stop and think about. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and you're listening to Traffic Pattern, the show where we slow down the stuff that scares student pilots and turn it into something you can actually use on your next flight. Today, we're going to walk through Federal Aviation Regulation 61.57, recent flight experience, the rule that decides, on any given day, whether you're allowed to carry a passenger. It sounds boring. It is not boring. It's one of the few regulations that can quietly turn a perfectly legal pilot into an illegal one without a single thing changing about the airplane or the weather. And almost everybody misunderstands at least one piece of it. Let's get into it. Before we do, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones nobody sees but you. aviationsoul.com. Okay, recent flight experience. Here's the big idea, and I want you to hold on to it the whole way through, because everything else hangs off of it. Your pilot certificate does not expire. Once you're a private pilot for life. But your certificate by itself does not give you permission to do everything, every day. There are conditions that have to be met at the moment you go flying. Your medical is one, your flight review is another. And recent flight experience 61.57 is the one we're talking about today. The certificate says, you know how? 61.57 asks a different question. It asks, have you done it lately? Let's walk through this together. The core of the rule is this. To act as pilot in command of an aircraft carrying passengers, you must have made within the preceding 90 days 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, and you have to have done them in an aircraft of the same category class, and if a type rating is required, the same type. Let me unpack that, because every word is doing work. 3 takeoffs and 3 landings. Within the preceding 90 days, that 90 days is a rolling window. It is not a calendar quarter. It's not the first of the month to the end of the month. It's counted backward from today. So every single day, the clock is moving. A landing you made 91 days ago does nothing for you. It's fallen off the back of the window. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. Pilots tend to think of currency as a thing you have or don't have, like a light switch. It's not. It's a sliding window that's always moving with you. The 3 landings you made in March are keeping you current in May. And then one morning in June, they're just gone. And you might not even notice until you go to log a passenger flight and do the math. Now, the next phrase. Same category and class. Category and class are specific words in the FAA's world. And they trip people up constantly. Category in this context means the broad grouping. Airplane, rotorcraft, glider. Class means the next level down for airplanes. That's single-engine land, multi-engine land, single-engine sea, multi-engine sea. So if you made your 3 takeoffs and landings in a single-engine land airplane, a Cessna 172, say those count toward carrying passengers in any single-engine land airplane, they do not make you current to carry passengers in a multi-engine airplane. Different class. They don't make you current in a seaplane. Different class. The currency lives in the category and class, not in the specific airplane. That's actually good news for a lot of us. If you fly a Piper Cherokee and a Cessna 172, both single-engine land, your 3 landings in one count for the other, the reg doesn't care about make and model down at that level. It cares about category and class and type only when a type rating is required, which for most of us flying piston singles, it never is. Now here's where it gets interesting, and where the rule stops being one rule and becomes two. There's a separate, stricter requirement for night. Let me read you the heart of it. To carry passengers at night, you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days made during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. And those landings have to be to a full stop. Two things just changed, and both of them matter. First, the timing. Night currency isn't sunset to sunrise, it's 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. That gap, that hour on each end, is civil twilight roughly, and it does not count for night currency landings. So if you go up right at sunset and shoot 3 landings while there's still a glow on the horizon, you have not done anything for your night currency. You were too early. The window for night currency opens 1 hour after the sun goes down. Second, full stop. For day passenger currency, the reg doesn't say full stop. That means touch and go landings count for day currency. You can fly the pattern, touch down, add power, go around, and that counts as a landing. But for night, every one of those three landings has to be a full stop. You touch down, you bring it to a stop, or at least to a full stop on the runway, taxi clear and go again. Touch and goes do not count at night. Here's the practical takeaway, and this is the one that bites people. Night currency is a superset of day currency, but day currency is not a subset of night. Let me say that more simply. If you're a night current with three full stop landings in the right window, you are automatically day current too. Full stops at night satisfy the daytime requirement. It works in that direction. But it does not work the other way. Being day current does nothing for you at night. You could have flown 20 touch and goes in the last week, every one of them in broad daylight, and you'd be rock solid current to carry your brother-in-law to see the lake at 2 in the afternoon. And the moment the sun's been down for an hour, you cannot legally carry him until you go do three full stop landings in the dark. I've seen good pilots get caught flat-footed by this. They feel current. They are current for the daytime, but somebody suggests dinner 2 airports over, the flight home is after dark. There's a passenger in the right seat, and now you've got a legal problem you didn't see coming when you planned the day. Let's talk about the word that the regulation is built around because it's the key that unlocks the whole thing. Passenger 61.57 is a passenger carrying rule. Read it carefully and you'll see that everything it requires is about carrying passengers. To carry passengers, you need the 3 and 3. To carry passengers at night, you need the night version. So what does that mean if you're flying alone? It means recent flight experience under this rule does not apply to solo flight. If you're the only person in the airplane, you do not need to be current under 61.57 to go fly. Let that sink in, because it has a beautiful and slightly dangerous implication. If your 90 days have lapsed and you're no longer current, the way you get current again is simply to go fly by yourself and do the landings. You don't need an instructor. You don't need a special sign-off. You're allowed to fly solo without being current, so you go out, you shoot your 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, full stop if you're chasing night currency, and the moment you've completed them, you're current again and you can carry passengers. Now, that's the legal picture. I want to be honest with you, because that's the deal we have on this show. The legal picture and the safe picture are not always the same picture. The regulation says 90 days. The regulation says 3 landings. Those are minimums. They are the floor, not the goal. The FAA is telling you the absolute least you can do and still be legal. It is not telling you that 3 landings in a 90-day window makes you sharp. Think about what that floor actually allows. You could make 3 landings on day 1, then fly nothing for 89 days. On day 89, you're still technically legal to load up the family and go. Are you sharp after 89 days on the ground? You and I both know the answer. Your scan is rusty. Your radio work is hesitant. Your feet have forgotten the rudder. You're legal and you're not ready. And the regulation cannot tell the difference. Only you can. This is the gap between currency and proficiency, and it might be the single most important idea in this whole segment. Currency is a legal status. Proficiency is an actual skill. The reg only measures one of them. Your passengers are trusting the other one. So here's the instructor in me talking. Use the regulation as a tripwire, not a target. If you find yourself doing exactly 3 landings every 90 days just to stay legal, that's a signal you're not flying enough to be the pilot your family deserves in the left seat. The pilots who stay genuinely safe treat 61.57 as the bare minimum and then fly well past it. They go shoot landings because they're rusty, not because the calendar is about to expire. Let me give you a couple of real scenarios, because this is where it all comes together. Scenario 1. It's a gorgeous afternoon. You last flew about a month ago, 3 landings with your instructor, all daytime. A friend wants to go up. Are you legal? Yes. 3 takeoffs and landings, same category and class. Well, within 90 days, daytime flight, you're good. Go enjoy it. Just be honest with yourself about whether a month off has dulled anything, especially if there's a crosswind. Scenario 2. Same pilot, same friend. But now it's a sunset photo flight, and you'll be landing 45 minutes after dark. Now we have a problem. Your 3 landings last month, were any of them full stop landings made more than an hour after sunset? If not, you're not night current. You cannot legally carry that friend after that 1 hour after sunset mark. The fix is simple, but it has to happen first. Go up solo some evening, wait until the window opens, an hour after sunset and make 3 full stop landings. Now you're night current, you're day current, and you can fly the photo mission. Scenario 3, the sneaky one. You did 3 beautiful touch-and-goes last night, well after dark, felt great. A passenger asks to go flying tonight. Are you night current? No. Touch-and-goes don't count at night. The reg wants full stops. You did the work, but you did the wrong kind of work for the privilege you're trying to exercise. This is exactly why you read the words and don't just go by feel. Now, where does this show up beyond your own personal flying? 2 places worth knowing. First, the check ride. If you're a student getting ready for the practical test, recent flight experience is fair game on the oral. The airman certification standards expect you to understand the privileges and limitations of your certificate, and currency is right in the middle of that. The examiner is looking for you to explain the difference between day and night currency, to know that night requires full stop landings in that specific after sunset window, and to understand that the whole rule hinges on carrying passengers. If you can explain the gap between currency and proficiency in your own words, you've shown the examiner something better than memorization. You've shown judgment. Second, the flight review. Don't confuse the two. 61.57, recent flight experience is a rolling 90-day thing about carrying passengers. The flight review, that's a different reg, 61.56, and it's every 24 calendar months. And without it, you can't act as pilot in command at all, passengers or not. 2 separate clocks. 2 separate rules. People blur them together all the time. Keep them straight. The flight review is your permission to be pilot in command. Recent flight experience is your permission to bring someone along. Let me leave you with the way I think about all of this when I'm planning my own flying. Before I take anyone up, I ask myself 3 quiet questions. Am I legal to be pilot in command at all, meaning is my flight review and medical squared away? Am I current to carry this passenger, day or night, whichever this flight is? And the question the regulation can't ask for me, am I actually sharp enough to be responsible for someone else's life today? The first 2 have hard answers you can look up. The 3rd one only you can answer, and it's the most important of the 3. Learning to fly is hard, and staying truly safe after the check ride is its own kind of work, the kind nobody hands you a certificate for. The regulation gives you a floor. Your judgment builds everything above it. The full text of all this is in the Federal Aviation Regulations, 61.57, and the FAA's own airman certification standards lay out exactly what an examiner expects you to know about it. Worth reading the actual words yourself. They're shorter than you think. You can find more of these breakdowns at RadioHangar.com. I'm Pattern. Go fly more than the minimum. Your passengers will never know the difference, but you will. See you next time.